faith is the victory. Has overcome the world. To the overcomers is the crown promised. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory that overcometh the world. Faith is the victory that overcometh the world. Faith is the victory. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, I greet you very warmly in the name of Jesus Christ. We are grateful to the Lord, grateful for His word, for His grace, for His promises, grateful for all that He has given us. This weekend is a special celebration for me. I think back to 60 years. I think back even 70 years. I think back to all the leadings of God. Today, we will have an extraordinary devotion. I have put together some things based on the 60 years, and Brother Borg will read it out in a moment. And then I will go into it briefly. Even if we do not extend individual greetings today, yet may all, in all peoples and tongues, know that we are intimately connected with one another. And that it is now about to present a well-prepared people to the Lord. It is about the last moments of preparation for the return of Jesus Christ. Our Lord has given the general command, go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And then The Lord gave commissions, be it to a Peter, a James, a John, a Paul, and then in our time to our beloved brother Branham. And at the very end, he has also given me a direct commission to preach his word. Please, all of you, take it today as it comes. Now, I ask Brother Alfred Borg to read out what I have prepared. Please. 60 years in the service of the Lord. I wish to extend heartfelt greetings to all of my brothers and sisters in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As an introduction, I would like to quote the words of the Apostle Paul, who had received a direct commission and was called to the ministry, as found in 1 Timothy 1, verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. As you all know, I dedicated my life to the Lord back in 1949 at the Pentecostal Conference in Hamburg. At the same time, I came to know of Brother Branham's special ministry. In 1955, I had the privilege of participating in his meetings in Karlsruhe, Germany, and there got to know him personally during our first conversation. After exactly 60 years, I am now referring once again to the extraordinary experience of Monday, the 2nd of April, 1962. I speak the truth before God. It happened before sunrise. Coming from the right side of the window, the Lord spoke these words: My servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word. I raised my hands and said, Lord, they will not hear me. The Lord replied, My servant, the time will come when they will hear you. Store in food. Because a great famine is coming. Then you shall stand in the midst of the people and give out the food. In December 1962, I visited Brother Branham in Jeffersonville. Through divine revelation, he repeated word for word in English what the Lord had commanded me to do on April the 2nd in German. The two brothers, Fred Sottmann and Banks Wood, were also present and witnessed it. Then he explained to me, the food you are to store in is not natural food, as you thought, but the word promised for this time, which is in the sermons that are recorded on tape. But wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest that belongs to it. We all know that Brother Branham, the promised prophet, was told on June the 11th, 1933, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. He himself emphasized repeatedly, not I, but the message will forerun the second coming of Christ. God used him to reveal all of the mysteries and store up the spiritual food. On June the 11th, 1958, in Dallas, Texas, at the end of our conversation, he said to me, Brother Frank, you will return to Germany with this message. From then on, his sermons were regularly sent to us on tape, and I began translating them. As sure as the Lord gave me the commission, I have certainly carried it out in every detail. Since Brother Branham's passing, I have proclaimed the Word of God in all the world. On my missionary journeys, I generally preached only two or at most three sermons in one city and then traveled to the next one. Local churches were then established by the brothers who lived there. April the 2nd, 1962, was the day when the Lord gave me the commission and placed me in his service. Over the course of the 60 years, he has repeatedly given me audible instructions related to my ministry. I want to make it clear that it never happened in a dream, but always in the awake state. I can name the day, the place, and the hour for each time. Thus, on September 19th, 1976, in Edmonton, a Sunday morning, the Lord spoke the following words in a commanding voice. My servant, I have ordained you according to Matthew 24, verse 45-47, to give out the food in due season. Anyone who reads this scripture will find that verse 47 states, He, the Lord, shall make him ruler over all his goods. In our time, the whole counsel of God has been revealed unlike ever before. Like Paul, I can also testify, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Indeed, every biblical topic has been covered in my sermons, brochures, books, and circulars. In Matthew 24, our Lord foretold not only the destruction of the temple, the dispersion of Israelites, and in the parable of the fig tree, their return to their homeland. He also predicted what will happen in the end times, namely wars, famines, plagues, earthquakes, and other natural disasters. This also includes verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come, as well as what is written in verses 45 to 47, namely both the proclamation of the word and the giving out of the spiritual food. We are truly still living in Bible days in which the Lord himself sent his servant and prophet with a message and instructed me to preach the revealed word and distribute the stored up food, the hidden manna. The ministry that the Lord gave me is directly connected to the ministry of Brother Branham, just as Joshua's ministry was connected to the ministry of Moses. Moses led the people out of bondage, as the Lord had promised to Abraham in Genesis 15, verse 13. And Joshua led the people into the promised land. We are children of promise and believe what is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. We believe all of the promises of God that he has given us in his word, and will see and experience them in the fulfillment. Let me be clear. It is not about Brother Branham and not about Brother Frank, but about the promises, the word for this time. Whomever God chooses for a particular task is decided by Him alone. All the more so when it is a commission that is directly connected to God's plan of salvation. Paul did not ask for a calling. Brother Branham did not ask for a calling. I did not ask for a calling. But God planned it this way from eternity. And that is how it happened in our time. What our Lord said still applies today. He that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me. And he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Those who bypass what God does according to His word also bypass God and build their own kingdoms, just like all the others in the denominations. In 1962, when the Lord commissioned me, I was almost 29 years old. Now I am almost 89 and may look back with gratitude on the many years in His service. I do not bear witness concerning myself. I only testify before the Almighty God of what is part of the commission and what the Lord has done in all countries of the world. The everlasting message of salvation with all of the biblical doctrines has been proclaimed worldwide. The Lord said, and then shall the end come. We who believe the end time message can testify that God has revealed to us all the mysteries of the word, of the plan of salvation, and has restored all things. I ask you to carefully read the following scripture, which also applies to my commission, the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to His saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. God has led in such a way that through the missionary journeys over all these years, personal contacts have been established across the globe, so that now, with worldwide broadcasts of the sermons in all languages, all true believers can hear what the Spirit has to say unto the churches, thus bringing His church back into alignment with His word. as it was in the beginning. In the mission center in Krefeld, it will probably no longer be possible to hold international meetings in the same manner they were arranged over the past 40 plus years, nor will I be able to make any more missionary trips. Now, wherever it is possible, all believers gather to pray and to listen to the sermons, and wherever they are, they will take part in what God is doing in the completion of His work. We are grateful to the Lord for our brethren who ensure that the sermons are broadcast, as well as for the brethren who translate into the various languages, and also for all the ministering brethren who share the same word, the spiritual, the pure spiritual food with the people of God worldwide. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The priority now is that all those who belong to the bride church are led by the love of God through the Holy Spirit into the divine unity, so that each individual finds the connection to God, experiences his or her personal preparation and all of the experiences of salvation as in the beginning, and waits for the rapture in complete agreement with every word of God. Brother Branham has done his part. I have done my part. The Lord Himself will complete His work of redemption through a mighty move of the Holy Spirit in the bride church, so that she will be ready to meet the bridegroom. We see how the scriptures for this time are fulfilled before our eyes, and we may lift up our heads, for the redemption of our bodies is close at hand. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. We are grateful to the Lord, grateful from the bottom of our hearts that we may now personally experience the last part of the plan of salvation. And beloved brothers and sisters, when I speak of the experiences that the Lord God has given me, then, of course, not to present myself, but only to testify that the Lord is in the matter, that it is God's work, that it is about the church of Jesus Christ, into which He has placed the various ministries. And then we hear over and again in the church age messages, he that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the churches. And we have emphasized it that Brother Branham has been given a direct commission, and we have emphasized it that the Lord has commissioned me, the least of his servants, to preach the word, to go from city to city. You cannot imagine what it means with this ear to hear the direct voice of the Lord. And I can estimate approximately the distance. Sometimes it may have been 3 meters, then maybe 5 meters away. But always I knew where the Lord was, from where he was speaking. I could look and I could listen. That we live in Bible days, and that the Lord spoke to the prophets, yes, sometimes you could say for hours, as he gave instructions to Moses over and again. We can read about all that, and how he also told Peter what to do, and the apostles, and then Paul too, that he would be sent to the Gentiles to open their eyes. What grieves me is this. There are really two things in me. One is the gratitude that exceeds all measure. The gratitude to have heard the true word in my time, to have been commissioned to proclaim the word of the Lord, the thus saith the Lord, pure and clear. The other is the sadness that so many teachings have come up from the quotes and from the statements of Brother Branham, which are hard to understand. And the sermon we heard yesterday on April the 2nd was preached in 1976. That was the year of decision. In 1976, we had the International Convention in Krefeld. There were ministering brothers from 33 different countries here, and among them there were brothers who particularly wanted to preach on the statements of Brother Branham, And some of them did preach. And I would like Brother Borg to read just two quotes from the year 1961 that Brother Branham said with reference to 1977 that have been so misunderstood. Please. First quote.
So wie alles fortschreitet, sage ich vor.
The way everything is progressing, I predict that the time, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I predict that everything will happen between 1933 and 1977. Second quote. We have 17 years left until 1977, and it will be the 70th Jubilee since the beginning of Jubilees. So far, that should be enough for us. Brother Branham, after all, has referred at least 15 times to what was shown to him in visions in 1933. It was not only the commission that his message would forerun the second coming of Christ. He read various church history books, whether by Larkin or other men who wanted to be in the know about 1977. And then he made these statements. But the brethren do not read the other statements. He said, it can be 1977. And it can be 100 years later, and it can be tomorrow. He left that open. He only wanted to emphasize that we are very close to the return of Jesus Christ, but not to make a doctrine out of it. And that is exactly what our brother from Tucson, Arizona, did. He proclaimed with a loud voice here in Krefeld. I was his translator. That in 1977, everything will be over and the rapture will have taken place and all the other things that were said about it. Brothers and sisters, since that time the decision has been made. I had to tell all the brothers who agreed with Brother Green, 1977 will come and go, and nothing of what was preached will have happened. And I will tell you why. It was in 1976 that the Lord commissioned me to give out the spiritual food in due season. It was in 1976 when the Lord called out to me here in Krefeld, at the hall, maybe 6 meters, not quite, maybe 5 meters from the hall, he called out the words to me, "My servant, go to the neighboring plot and consecrate it to me and build on it. For people will come from many countries who need accommodation." After all, this and that took place in 1976, and that pointed to the future, and we did what the Lord commanded. And over 44 years, people from all countries have come to the monthly meetings. Most of the time, there were around 1,000, but when all the seats were occupied, then there were 1,125 people. God had made sure that everything could be done until today. But it happened that I was discredited. It happened that the commission that the Lord gave me was questioned. These ears of mine got to hear, "Did the Lord really speak to you on April the 2nd? And then it was added, "Then you would believe what the prophet said in 1933. Many things have been said to me. The worst things have been spread about me, that I don't believe the message at all, that I place myself above the prophet. But brothers and sisters, in spite of the slander that reached its peak in 1979, God gave grace so that without interruption, the divine message could be carried into all the world. God has opened hearts and doors. And I may say it with a grateful heart. I believe that William Branham was the greatest prophet of all time. I believe that God gave him the special ministry. I've been an eyewitness to what God did in his ministry. But it was, of course, the same like with Paul, who had to say in 1 Corinthians 7, "I say this, and not the Lord." And then Brother Branham wanted to emphasize this and that to shake people up, to wake them up, that they should make their preparation for the return of Jesus Christ. After all, let us summarize. Both have run their course. All the interpretations about the seven thunders, about the seventh seal, about the Lamb that took the book and left the mercy seat, and that in 1963 the time of grace came to an end. All the various heresies have their origin in a quote in which Brother Branham did not quite get to the end and emphasized the final emphasis. But we all know, he did say, take not what I said, but what I thought and meant to say. Let us emphasize this in conclusion. God used him to reveal everything from what happened in the Garden of Eden to the fall in all its details. Every Bible doctrine, everything God has revealed. And I have been commissioned by the Lord. Really, he commissioned me. And please, as the last or second last thing I would like to say, when in Marseille the hot discussion about the thunders was going on among the brothers, I had to say goodbye. And I went to my room and went to sleep. But the next morning, the Lord woke me up. I had to get up, get quickly dressed. And the Lord said, my servant, read 2 Timothy 4. For this is what I have called you for, to preach my word. And what was it? It was the answer that no one can preach on seven thunders because they are not written in the word of God. And if they are not written here, then I have nothing to do with it. Then I leave it to God. The same with all the other false teachings that are being spread. We believe only what is written. And take to heart the first three verses of Revelation chapter 1. To believe only what the Lord has revealed to his servants and what is written. And then Revelation 22, that we must add nothing to it and take nothing away from it. The Lord God has provided for everything. As I have confirmed in my testimony, I am not lying. I am telling the truth before Almighty God. Every experience is true. And the Lord God simply gave grace that I could do what he commanded me. Whoever cannot believe God, whoever cannot believe the Lord, what he has told me,
den muss ich fragen,
I must ask,
glaubst du, was
do you believe what the Lord told Abraham?
Glaubst du wirklich,
do you really believe what the Lord said to Moses?
Glaubst du, was der Herr
do you believe what the Lord said to Paul?
Glaubst du, was der
do you believe what the Lord said to the prophet Brother Branham? If you don't believe God, you make him a liar. And that's why it's not about me. It's about the fact that the last message was to be proclaimed worldwide after Brother Branham went home. And that has happened. Today, that scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. Praised and glorified be the Lord our God. Beloved brothers and sisters, be blessed with the blessings of Almighty God. We thank the Lord for the 11th of June, 1933. We thank the Lord for the 7th of May, 1946, when he spoke to Brother Branham. We thank the Lord for the opening of the seals from March the 17th to the 24th, 1963. We thank the Lord for everything and all who are of God and hear the message now. Thank God that there was an April the 2nd, 1962, and that the Lord caused His word to go forth into all the world, and it will accomplish what it was sent to do, and the bride will be presented to the bridegroom as a result. As it happened in John's ministry then, so it will happen now. The grace of the Lord be with you from now until all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Brother Borg will give thanks. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the last 60 years where we have heard your word and got it revealed, for the ministry of Brother Frank, for the ministry of your prophet, for everything, for all the guidance, for all the leadings, for all that you have done. We are also grateful for this broadcast, for what we have heard today. You are true, faithful, and real in all your doings. Your word is spirit and life. Your word accomplishes in those who believe it what you send it to do. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.